Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present on history.org. This is Behind the Scenes, where you meet the people who work here. That's my job. I'm Lloyd Dobbins, and mostly I ask questions. Colonial Williamsburg fifes and drums recreate field music that carries across hills, valleys, and centuries. Producer Mike Durling is making a documentary on the musical regiment on its 50th anniversary. Where did the idea for the documentary come from?
Well, I think it had to do with the 50th anniversary. The fact that they were really well organized in 1958, and so that they thought it would be a good thing to do for the 50th anniversary of the Fifes and Drums.
You've got your eyes set on this documentary. You must have had an idea of what you wanted to do when you started. So what was it? What was it that you're trying to show people?
We started out trying to show the history of the Fife and Drum Corps and what they are today and what they have been in the past. Somewhere along the line, we decided that we wanted to bring in the larger community of fife and drum. And so we actually went and talked to, went up to a muster in Connecticut and saw 60 fife and drum corps, one of which was ours, of course. And we talked to the people that came here for the muster that came here to Williamsburg, a drummer's call in May, which was a dozen corps. And we taped them, interviewed them, talked to them. And so we got a sense of the larger community and how we fit into it, and also what, you know, how the larger community works and the kind of emotional attachment people have to this whole community. And the whole thing evolves as you go along. You know, as you learn more about it, you change your methods and stuff like that, and you say, hey, I want to go see this because this is pretty interesting, and then you find out new things and take it off in new directions. I mean, you sort of have a general outline of what you want to do and who you want to talk to, but then you the details get worked out as you go along.
As a producer of documentaries, what do you emphasize when you're trying to do the story of 50 years of this group? And I don't guess anybody's still in it who was in it 50 years ago, because all the fifers and drummers I've seen look like teenagers.
Well, yeah, they are, but there are people that go back quite a long ways. There's people like Bill White that go back into the 70s, and I was, you know, hadn't never met him before, but George Carroll, who was the person that really got the Corps organized in 1958, is still around and still very active in the Fife and Drum community. So you go back and talk to these people and just get them to tell their story.
Is there anything, in making the documentary, has anything surprised you that you just didn't know before you started?
Just the variety of the different styles and kinds of corps there are out there. You know, I never knew that there was, you know, just this amazing diversity of different kinds of fifes and drums. And I've lived with our corps for nearly 30 years now, and you know, and I've gotten to know them. They're just second nature, you know, because I see them all the time. I know the people that run the corps for, you know, years and years. But that's all I knew about fife and drum, and just how much diversity as there is out there. But also the way that they work here, and the long traditions that they had going on here. I mean, I just knew them as they were now, but I never knew what they were in the past, the people that started them, how it got going. And it's a pretty broad subject to
okay. Another question, in making documentaries, sometimes you have a lot of fun. Has this been a fun documentary or a working documentary?
Well,
or a combination?
Well, as you know, it's a lot of work, mm-hmm. because you got to go to places and you got to be up with people. And it's been a lot of fun because they're just great people, and you just run into a lot of great people, and our people are just terrific people to work with, and they're just, you know, whatever we needed for the documentary, they provided for us, and you know, just threw open the doors. And
when you were in New England with all these other groups, mm-hmm. did they welcome you as, you know, you're doing a documentary about the Williamsburg Fifes and Drums? Did they say, fine, come on in and shoot what you want?
Sometimes, to some degrees, you know, there were some where we had to do a little explaining because, they didn't know we were, you know, some people didn't know we were coming, and so we had to explain what we were about and everything like that. But most of the time, when people found out what we actually were doing, they were pretty open to us.
the fifes and drums from Colonial Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. Do other fife and drum corps recognize them or know about what they do or know anything about Colonial Williamsburg?
Well, I think the fifes and drums of Colonial Williamsburg are known throughout the community, and they're very well respected and known for, you know, developing a lot of the musical repertoire that a lot of the other corps borrow from and work with, you know, used throughout the years. And they just, you know, they've got a very big status throughout the community. And, you know, they're really lots and lots of friends. You know, when we ran into people that weren't expecting us, the friends of the corps that were in the community really helped us out and helped us spread the word and, you know, who we were and what we're trying to achieve.
So it's not like a little unknown group. It's...
No, we're
pretty well known.
We're really right up there. I mean, you know, we're one of the premier corps in the country, I think, and people recognize us for that. And we helped a lot of the corps get going. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people that say, you know, your corps helped our corps get started. You know, back in 1976 when we had 2 weeks before the bicentennial and wanted to get a corps, John Moon helped us get going, and we've been doing it ever since. And, you know, they're just really well respected for these guys.
How old are the kids in the program? They're not in their 20s and 30s.
No, the kids in the program today range from about age 10 to 18.
So you're always going to have 10 to 18 over 50 years.
That's correct.
So it theoretically, you could have somebody 60 who was 10 in 1958.
Absolutely. Right. And they come back here and come back here and play once a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they come back for the Drummer's Call event, which happens in May. The Fife and Drum alumni, and I think they do it every year, and I know they did it last year, and they're going to do it again this year. They come back and they play. And, you know, not everybody, obviously, but a good number of them come back, and they're all ages from, you know, just graduated till, you know, as old as they go, I guess.
Most of the people who play and have played in the Fifes and Drums are local people who... just were attracted to the idea of a fife and drum corps.
That's correct. And a lot of times, nowadays especially, the kids get signed up at a very young age, get put on a waiting list. And, you know, when they get into fifth grade or around 10 years old or so, they get called up and asked if they're still interested. So, but it is, you know, mostly all local kids. And they have to be local because they practice several times a week and perform.
Have you filmed new kids learning how to do the things they do? I think that would be quite amusing.
Yeah, actually it is. It was great. We went over to the Five and Drum building this year, and we filmed them, the first group of the new group of recruits that came in, and it was probably one of their first practices. And just get them coming in, and they look, you know, they look lost. They don't know, you know, but you have the older core members teaching the younger core members. And so, you know, and it's not the adults that teach them, but it's the core members that teach each other. And it's just this tradition that's gone on forever for the whole 50 years. And it's really an interesting process because they're teaching them, you know, how to hold a drumstick, how to hold a fife, and just to go through the very basics of it. And you can hear them through all the progressions just in the group that's there now.
So I didn't know that. The guys who have been here last year, year before, mm-hmm. teach the new group coming in who have never done this.
Yep.
As an assembled group.
Sure. And that's one of the strengths of the corps because you got this tremendous continuity through the whole, you know, for all the years.
For people who have never seen or heard fifes and drums, what are they?
Fife is a very simple six-holed instrument, at least the one we play. It's a straight board, kind of a flute class instrument that's transverse blown and leather. You blow across the hole at the end, and you finger with the six holes, and you know it's a high pitched instrument that's can be very shrill if it's not played carefully. The drums are there's the bass drums, but they also have a snare drum, which is a two head snare drum with a snare in there. The ones we use are sort of one piece bent wood with calfskin heads, and they're tensioned with ropes. And the ropes sort of snake up and down in there, and they have these little leather ears on there that tighten the heads, and that's very, very exact replica of what they would have played back in the 18th century.
So there are two kinds of drum, a bass drum and a snare drum.
Right.
Are there two kinds of fife or one kind of fife?
Thelonious Williamsburg fifes and drums only plays one type of fife, but there are several styles of fife that people play, and there are some that are sort of up to 12 holes. I'm not sure how they figure that because I'm not a musician, but you know, it allows you to get the different, you know, the in-between notes that are harder to get on the six-hole fife, but you have to cross finger and you don't get them exactly. But the 12-hole fife is played by other cores. It's probably more musically pure, but it's not necessarily authentic to the 18th century.
Are the people here more or less certain that they are authentic to the 18th century?
They do their best. You know, they go and research music from the 18th century. They try to find original sources for the music from the 18th century. They play the instruments that they would have known about from the 18th century. And a lot of these things are very well documented. There's they told us that the musical books that they, you know, that they had were sold, you know, was an English book that was sold here in the post office. And so, and they have the regiment that they choose to recreate, which is the Virginia State Garrison Regiment, which was sort of a Virginia local militia. But they were very well documented. They know, you know, how many people there were, how they were paid, what their uniforms were, and everything like that. So they've gone back and done quite a lot of research on these things and attempt to make it very accurate to the 18th century.
You know, I am beginning to get the idea that fifes and drums are more popular than I ever imagined.
I think it's not only this, the music and stuff like that, but I think it's the, you know, just the community and they talk about the camaraderie and just the social aspects of it that really just keep, you know, they work with each other and they just feed off each other and love to do it.
Let us know what you think about the show. Submit your feedback at www.history.org/podcast. The documentary comes out this May. Look for it online at Colonial Williamsburg Marketplace and in Colonial Williamsburg stores. That's Colonial Williamsburg, past and present this time. Check history.org often. We'll post more for you to download and hear.